We now start the sixth parak of Maseches Yevamos. This is parak Vav Mishnah Aleph 6:1. The topics here in this parak are a little tricky to navigate in a recording. They're sensitive issues, you'll see in a moment, and so I'm going to have to speak a little less precisely and explain this a little less than I usually would. You'll have to do some homework on your own if you want to learn more. The Mishnah here, Mishnah Aleph, wants to define exactly, precisely, what affects Yibum. Now, the point of this Mishnah in general is, the first half of it anyways, is that although when it comes to, let's say, a Kedushin, a marriage, so their intent is required. So if I give a lady a bouquet of flowers and she accepts them, now we're not betrothed. That wasn't Kedushin. I have to first say, Hareyat Mekudeshet Li Be Rosa Zu, that me giving you these roses is the act of my, of effecting the Kedushin, the transaction of Kedushin, and she will transfer Ishus rights to me, that we're now, she's exclusively going to be married to me only. And if she agrees to that and accepts those roses, so then she now would become betrothed, Mekudashos. She's the Erusa. When it comes to Yibum, so since the way the Torah looks at it is that's Isha Haknolo Mina Shamayim, this wife is already like sort of acquired to him from heaven, meaning the surviving brother sort of is now got this Zika, this connection to this widow, based on circumstances that are outside of his control. So now to complete the marriage, Yibum, it's the act of sleeping together that's required and nothing else besides. And it's that act in of itself, regardless of intention. So now there's no other, it doesn't matter what you had in mind at the time. If it's done, it's done. So that's the point of the first half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Habal Yevimto, if one sleeps with his sister-in-law, who's waiting for Yibum, so then that will affect Yibum. Bein Beshogeg, whether it was an accident, he didn't realize it was her that he was sleeping with. Bein Bemezid, he intended to sleep with her, but he didn't want it to affect Yibum. Bein Baonis, Bein Baratzon, it doesn't matter whether it was circumstances beyond their control, he put a gun to her head or something, or otherwise. Afilu hu shogeg v'hi mezida, even if there's sort of an asymmetric relationship here where, let's say, for example, she wanted to trick him, like Yehuda and Tamar style. So she was intentional in what she did, but he was shogeg, he didn't know what was happening, he thought of somebody else. Or hu mezid v'hi shogeges, or the other way around. Or hu anus v'hi lo anusa, she put a gun to his head, so now he's acting against his wishes, and she not, or the other way around. Hi anusa v'hu lo anus, or if he was knew what he was doing, but she was had a gun to her head. All those doesn't make a difference. Echad ma'ara v'echad gomer kana. In all the events, as long as they sleep together, she is kana, means the yibum is effected. I'll define that in a second. But these two words here that I rushed over, ma'ara a gomer, means it doesn't matter if they just started sleeping together or if they slept together in full. Any little amount, the minimum amount of sleeping together is all it takes to effect yibum, and therefore kana. Now kana means two things. So first of all, he acquires her as a wife, and that means really has kind of two ramifications. First of all, it also means that he, the surviving brother, is the sole heir to the estate of his late brother through yibum. And second of all, now the zika's removed, like they're married, husband and wife, which means if they want to now split up, only a get will do. There's nothing, chalitza doesn't belong here at all anymore. And more than that, the other co-wives, if there were any, or other brothers, if there are any, all can now go about their life as usual prior to this even, you know, falling to them. They all can marry whomever they want, you know, and even the brothers can marry the relatives of the widows and all that kind of stuff. Lo chalak ben bia labia. The Mishnah ends up by saying the Torah differentiates between how they slept together, where it was kadarko or lo kadarko, whether it was in a normal way or in an abnormal way. It doesn't make a difference. In all those events, the yibum is effected, and it's, what's done is done.